Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, Blog Talk Radio, and good evening, YouTube. Amen. Yeah, it is. Amen. Wow.
It is literally the one.
Thank you, Jesus. Yeah. Hi, Rebecca and Roger. We're so glad you're with us. We love you guys. Okay. Are we ready? All right. Get my speaker on. And here we go with Pastor Samuel John Cotto. I seem to have lost my mouse. There we go.
Has anybody seen it?
All right, guys. We'll stop that one there because we'll do communion later, maybe with the last one. Really, really good word. And, you know, when Pastor was talking about what are you going to give your ear to, that's something that we need to constantly be aware of because that's one of the enemy's tactics to get us stuck in our thoughts or in things that don't need any more of our attention. When you are realize that you're having thoughts that are dragging you down or dragging you into your past, that's of the enemy. Don't give that any more attention. Don't be convinced that you need to spend some time on this, figuring this out. You don't. When you're having good thoughts, the positive thoughts, the forward thoughts, planning a future, not being stuck in a past that's already done. You want to keep your focus on the things of the future. And as soon as you start realizing you're having those other thoughts, cut them off right then and shift. And it takes a process to do that. I know I've been there before. I think we've all probably been there before where it's really easy to just say, oh, I need to give this some more time, some more thought. I need to get this figured out when you really don't. It's in the past. It's already done. Just keep moving. And it takes a conscious effort to keep your thoughts moving forward. And I thought that was a really good word of pastors, and it's something that we need to stay on top of on a daily basis. Really, really good words. We love the Proverbs. We try to read the Proverbs every day on the morning prayer program because there is so much wisdom in them. And like Pastor said, every time you hear them, you pick up something new because you're always at a different stage of your growth in your Christian life and your understanding. So of course, there's going to be new light shining that you're going to pick up on that you didn't before. So our next message that he wanted us to study tonight, these are out of Kings. There's two different programs here. We're going to do 2 Kings chapters 1-4. This is Elijah's ministry that we're going to be studying next. And then after that, I think it's 5-8 that we'll be doing. So here we go with more Read the Word recap. They are not. Yeah, amen. Father, in the name of Jesus. All right, we're going to stop this one here again and go on to our next one. I just love, love, love the story of the Shunammite woman. I love her determination that she was not going to receive the enemy's death over her child. And she knew in her heart, in her God-filled heart, she knew she did not have to receive that. And look at how determined she was to keep her mouth right. It didn't matter what was going on. She was not going to say, my baby is dead, and freak out. No, she was saying what was right, all is well. And that's what we need to do. I know Pastor and I talk, you know, a lot about that, how we're determined to keep our words right all the time, because that's what it takes to defeat the enemy's effect on your lives. But wow, what a challenge it is at times to speak what is right, not what you're seeing at the moment, but what you want. And wow, what a position she was in with her apparently dead baby. Well, he was, but she kept her words right, and she was determined she was not accepting that end for her child. She was going, and she was going to receive his life again, and she did. And I love that. It's an amazing story. And Roger, I just saw your comment after I started the other one. Sometimes I can't see the screens while we're talking, because my Zoom screen takes over at that time. But when I go to the other screen, then I can see. And you saw a light on the right side of my head that looked like an angel was talking to me. Well, hallelujah. And I declare I hear the words the angel is saying. And I don't know if you guys have heard Pastor mention that I apparently have been disallowed from communicating on YouTube again. So if you think I'm being silent lately, I am. Not on purpose. I usually still put out several comments every night and realize they're just not showing up. I'm not sure what I did. I may have put in one too many Bible verses or something, but I've been disallowed at this point in time from commenting. So, but I love reading what you guys are saying, and just know I'm not ignoring you. I love you, and I am responding. You just aren't getting it. That's all. So, all right, we'll go to our next video, which is in Kings 2. I think it's the next two or three chapters, 5-8, I believe it was. Hold on, let me get to the next screen and I'll tell you. Yep, that's what it is. It's 5-8. I want to mention to you too, when we're saying good morning on these, it's usually about 1 o'clock in the morning that we've made most of these videos. It was a really serious commitment that year, because we wanted to have them out usually by 5 a.m. so that people that were getting up early for work and were using this as their devotional time would have them available to them. So we'd finish the evening program and then usually eat dinner at that point in time. We had a really messed up schedule at that point in time, and then we would record these in the morning. So this next one, as it starts, you'll notice Pastor's eyes look really tired, and that's why we're actually in the process of going back and re-recording some of them now to neaten them up a little bit. But it just is funny as I'm watching them and remembering that point in time. That was a serious commitment. And we're so glad we did it. We loved it. But yes, we are redoing some of them as we go. And that's all I have to say about that for this point in time. I wanted to mention to everybody, too, look at our new flag. Our sister Donna Holly Schubeck, who's usually part of our morning prayer program, ordered us that flag from Dutch Sheets' program. Give him 15. So that is a really, really awesome gift. I am going to put it up much higher so that my head isn't in front of it. But that was really, really great. We love it, and we hope you enjoy it too. Our appeal to heaven flag. Okay, so here we go with the next read the word, and then I actually think I may play another video. I think we're going to have plenty of time. There is a video that Pastor shared with me and a couple of people earlier today. It's a Bill Johnson video that is really, really good, and we'd like everybody to hear it. So if we have time, we'll do that after this one. So here we go for another Read the Word. This is from July 2nd, Kings 5 through 8, chapters 5 to 8. Whoops, hold on. There, let me go. Oh my goodness, come on, here we go. Oh, come on. I know I need you in my life every day. We all do. And we thank you, Lord, for being available for us. Isn't it awesome to hear the Word of God being read to you and with commentary? I love it. I love it. And now, I think because we do have a little bit of time left, there's this really great message I had mentioned earlier of Bill Johnson's that Pastor had shared. Let me see if I can pull it up. I hadn't originally planned on playing it tonight, but it is just a little over a half an hour long, and it is really a great message. Very beneficial to all of us. And so I will pull it up and we'll share it and study it together. And I know Pastor has mentioned this before recently because we've been rebuked by people for playing other people's messages. I just want to assure all of the busybodies out there that are just busy watching what we're doing for the sake of seeing what we're doing. We are not monetized. We're not monetized on Blog Talk Radio, of course not on Zoom, Facebook, YouTube. We do not make any money off of clicks or likes. We believe in these messages, these other ministers of the gospel. Ask for their messages to be shared. We have no problem with people sharing our messages. We all have different ways of helping bring understanding to people. And it's just a matter of us all working together is why we so willingly will share other messages, and we allow any of our messages, and we encourage our messages to be shared with other people. If you find one that is beneficial for someone, please share it. We have no problem with that. So anyways, I just want to make that clear before I share this message of Bill Johnson's. This is really great. Really great message about being restored. And so here we go, and then we'll do communion. We'll receive communion together afterwards, and we will pray the prayer of salvation for anyone who is ready to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior so that you can join us in taking communion. So here we go. Share the screen. Oops, I got to get my Zoom screen back up here. We have overlapping screens here. You have to really concentrate on keeping them in order. Here we go. Bill Johnson. Actually, I'm going to skip a little bit ahead because he does do some, a little bit of talking. And a really funny joke, actually. You can go back and watch it later if you'd like, but I just want to jump to the message for right now, for time's sake. Isn't that a great message when you think about it? Our Father has so set us up for victory and success if we would realize it and receive it and keep that intimate relationship with Him. He has put everything, He's stacked it in our favor, everything. And it's amazing, wonderful God, great, great message. And now we are going to go to communion and the prayer of salvation. First, the prayer of salvation and communion. And if you just give me a minute here, because I didn't pull these things up before we started, and I'm not sure why at this point, other than I just forgot. But let's pull these up. What we're going to do, I'll read the verses. Oh my goodness, my Bible is not even here. Well, I have my Passion Translation Bible here. I'll just use that instead of leaving you sitting here while I go hunt down my Bible. I'll read the verses. I apologize. I'll read the verses out of the Bible, the communion verses. And then we'll pray the prayer of salvation together, and then I'll put up the communion prayers so we can pray them out loud together. They'll be right on the screen so everyone can see them. I feel like I've am out of what is the word I'm looking for? I haven't done this in quite some time. We went to Michigan, and then when we came back, Pastor hadn't gone back to work yet, so he was doing the program. So I am a little out of touch here, but we'll get it back together here. All right. Here are, this will be fun and different, the Passion Translation or Passion Paraphrase Bible. As Pastor says, because it's not word for word. Well, they're not word for word, but just a little bit different way in which they have worded it makes it a paraphrase and not necessarily a translation. Word for meaning. That's what I'm meaning to say. So anyways, we're going to 1 Corinthians, blah, blah, blah. I don't know what that was. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23 is where we start with the verses for communion. And this will be fun and different, reading out of a different paraphrase here. Here we go. Verse 23, for when it comes time to eat, some gobble down their food. This is going to be really different from our New King James. Some gobble down their food before anything is given to others. One is left hungry while others become drunk. Don't you all have homes where you can eat and drink? Don't you realize that you're showing a superior attitude by humiliating those who have nothing? Are you trying to show contempt for God, God's beloved church? How should I address this appropriately? If you're looking for my approval, you won't find it. Wow. Okay, so I started a little bit early. Here's actually verse 23 where we start. We'll read verse 23 to 31. I have handed down to you what came to me by direct revelation from the Lord himself. The same night in which he was handed over, he took bread and gave thanks. Then he distributed it to the disciples and said, take it and eat your full. It is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. He did the same with the cup of wine after supper and said, this cup seals the new covenant, I like that, with my blood. Drink it. And whenever you drink this, do it to remember me. Whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you are retelling the story, proclaiming our Lord's death until he comes. For this reason, whoever eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in the wrong spirit will be guilty of dishonoring the body and blood of the Lord. So let each individual first evaluate his own attitude and only then eat the bread and drink the cup. For continually eating and drinking with a wrong spirit will bring judgment upon yourself by not recognizing the body. Yeah, not recognizing what you're doing. This insensitivity is why many of you are weak, chronically ill, and some even dying. If we have examined ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, it is the Lord's training so that we will not be condemned along with the world. So then, my fellow believers, when you assemble as one to share a meal, show respect for one another and wait for all to be served. If you are that hungry, eat at home first so that when you gather together, you'll not bring judgment upon yourself. When I come to you, I will answer the other questions you asked me in your letter. That is really, it really is a fun and different translation. It's a great different same understanding, but a different way to phrase it. I enjoyed that. I like it. So if anyone is with us tonight or in the future, you see this video and you would like to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Right now, we're going to pray the prayer of salvation. I'll put it up on the screen. We can pray it together out loud to receive Jesus. And then you'll be free to receive communion with us afterwards. We ask that you don't receive communion until you have received Jesus as your Lord and Savior. But if you do that with us tonight, then please join us in communion. And then get a hold of us. Let us know you've made that decision. If you have any questions, we would love to answer any questions you have, help you to know how to walk out this new Christian life and become a part of this body of believers. They're a wonderful support system of love, and they welcome you in. We welcome you. Our contact information will be in the notes after the program in YouTube. And also you can go to our website at samueljcottle.com. That's the Community of Faith website, and our contact information is there as well. So here we go. I'm going to pull up the prayer of salvation, and let's pray this together out loud. Here we go. I thank you, God, my Father, that in the fullness of time, you sent the fullness of Jesus to redeem my life by his blood from destruction. Thank you, Jesus, for giving yourself for me so that I can be made complete in you every day. According to John 3:16, I choose to believe you are the only begotten Son of God, and that you died and rose again on the third day. Now reach out your hands to Jesus and say, I receive you, Jesus, into my life. I receive all of your grace and mercy, all of your love and righteousness filling every part of my life with all the fullness of God. Thank you that none of my sins are imputed against me. I am now a new creation in Christ Jesus. Fill me and baptize me with the Holy Spirit and fire so that I live in power, understand the Word of God, pray in my heavenly language, and live a successful life as a believer every day. Surround me with godly people who will help me know how to walk with you every day. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. If you just prayed that prayer for the first time, we'd like to say welcome to the family of God. Welcome to the kingdom of God. We're so, so happy for you. And we know you are just going to be overwhelmed with the amazing decision you just made and what it's going to do to change your life and your eternity. So again, get a hold of us. Let us know you've made this decision, and we'll be glad to help you in any way we can. All right. And now let's lift our communion elements and let's pray. Father, we thank you for these communion elements. We bless them and sanctify them for this time of communion with you, Lord. And here we go. I'm going to again share the screen. And pull up our communion prayer. Our new covenant worship is actually the what we call the communion prayer. So here we go. Jesus, as you instructed your disciples, I receive these elements today. This bread representing your broken body and this juice representing your blood poured out for me. I do this in remembrance of you and all you did for me. Amen. Now let's pray this out loud. This is the prayer over the bread. Jesus, you were wounded for my transgression. You were bruised for my iniquity. The chastisement for my peace is on you, Lord, and by your stripes I am healed. In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body, in my mind, in my will, and in my emotions, there is nothing missing and nothing broken. All trauma is removed from my life now. Every joint is supplying in my body from your broken body, Jesus, in the body of Christ, in my community, and around the world, wherever you send me or this prayer. I receive the bread, your body broken now, in Jesus' name, amen. And let's receive the bread together. And now let's lift the juice. Now I bless this fruit of the vine in obedience to your word, in remembrance of your bloodshed to provide redemption's price and righteousness for me. And here's the prayer. By your blood, Jesus, I have been redeemed. By your blood, Jesus, I have reconciliation with God, my Father. By your blood, Jesus, every sin has been placed in remission in my life. I am a new creation, recreated in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away, and now all things are made new. By the blood of Jesus, I come boldly to the throne room of grace, where I find mercy, grace, and help for my assignment, my dominion mandate on this earth. By your blood, Jesus, and by the word of my testimony, the accuser of the brethren is cast down forever. And there is no condemnation in my life. By your blood, Jesus, every plague must pass over and cannot be on me or my family. By your blood, Jesus, my conscience is purged. My robes are made white, and I will always be the glorious church without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish when you come for me. I receive the fruit of the vine now in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Let's receive the juice together. We thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Phyllis, are you going to sing to us? You don't have to if you don't want to. But we'll go ahead with the closing verses. If you're ready for that. Oops, hold on for just a second. My speaker cuts off everybody else's sound sometimes, and I never know when it's going to do it or when it's not. Okay, go ahead, Phyllis. We didn't hear it. Well, I didn't hear it. Everybody else may have. I'm not sure. There's something weird that goes on with this speaker periodically. So, okay, I love that. I love this, though. Yeah. Okay, sounds good. I love it. Thank you for that. I love that song anyway, but I've not heard those other verses of it. So thank you for singing to us, because they sang as they went to. It's okay. That's all right. That's all right. We got you covered. Did you? I don't think so. Okay. Yep. We're ready for you to read. What would you like to read? Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Phyllis. And now, you're welcome. And now I'm going to read the prayer, the Ephesians 1 prayer, starting on verse 17. And we're reading that out of the Passion tonight, too. Love this. Here we go. I pray that the Father of glory, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, would impart to you the riches of the spirit of wisdom and the spirit of revelation to know him through your deepening intimacy with him. Amen. I pray that the light of God will illuminate the eyes of your imagination, flooding you with light until you experience the full revelation of the hope of his calling. That is the wealth of God's glorious inheritances that he finds in us, his holy ones. I pray that you will continually experience the immeasurable greatness of God's power made available to you through faith. Then your lives will be an advertisement of his immense power as it works through you. This is the mighty power that was released when God raised Christ from the dead and exalted him to the place of the highest honor and supreme authority in the heavenly realm. And now he is exalted as first above every ruler, authority, government, and realm of power in existence. He is gloriously enthroned over every name that is ever praised, not only in this age, but in the age that is coming. And he alone is the leader and source of everything needed in the church. God has put everything beneath the authority of Jesus Christ and has given him the highest rank above all others. And now we, his church, are his body on the earth, that which fills him who is being filled by it. Amen. Amen. I love that in this translation. Very, very nice translation. Next to the King James. We may read this more often like this. Well, thank you all so much for being here with us. We'll be back tomorrow morning for the prayer program, 8 o'clock Central, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Please join us if you can in our prayer of agreement and declarations. We put all the prayers up on the screen so we can pray, and the declaration so we can pray them together in agreement, just like we do with the prayers here too. So it is a powerful time of intercession and bringing God's will into this earth. We're seeing many, many, many things that we've prayed for so long are coming now. And we're in agreement with so many other prayer groups too. It's an awesome thing. So please join us if you can. Have a wonderful rest of your evening. God bless your sleep. And remember, we love you and God loves you and Jesus is Lord. Amen. Have a good night. God bless you too, Phyllis. Father, help her.